Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Timber Alley. See what was going on.
That's Stevie Ray bringing us back. Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great Stevie Ray. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and theageofthecustomer.com, which is the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Dana Arde. She's the founder of Corporate Anthropology Advisors. She's the author of the new book, The Fall of the Alphas, The New Beta Way to Connect, Collaborate, Influence, and Lead. Dana, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you and how we can find your book, please.
So I have a website, and that's corporateanthropologyadvisors.com. And I have lots of articles that I'm writing about this. And, you know, I have an excerpt of the book. You can order the book directly from my website, or you can find it at Amazon, CEO Reads, and Barnes & Noble.
So check it out, folks. Dana, we were talking, you gave us a tour in the last segment about the difference in alpha and beta. The alphas are the old school, the what I call the dominators. The betas are the folks you want to collaborate. Those are the new kids on the block.
Yeah,
so to speak. Not necessarily kids, because
right.
I consider myself to be a beta and I'm not a kid. But in one of the things I want to talk about is how do we bring the betas online without throwing the alpha baby out with the dishwater, with the bathwater. Go ahead with your thought.
So you know, one way I want to put it in perspective for you and your audience, Jim, is, you know, if you think about the alphas as the way we organize based on hierarchical or military models, and you think about the betas based on a network model or on the basis of an orchestra, where there's a conductor, but the orchestra, the conductor, he or she picks from the best performers in the group to tackle any particular point of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I think about the difference between alpha and beta, from the hierarchy to the network.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because they all command leadership. They all have leadership embedded. We're not talking about a lack of leadership in either model. It's just the way you lead. Beta leaders are more decentralized. They share their leadership. They're more collaborative and team-oriented.
But sometimes decentralization doesn't take care of everything. Sometimes some situations require a central decision maker, or they require the team to come back to a centralized decision. So that's to me, that's the thing that I want to ask you, is some betas that are coming online now, right now, especially the younger folks, you know, their idea about how things should work is, you know, may not include some of the fundamentals of the alpha method. What do you think?
I think that that's probably right, but that's just as the extreme as the alpha who closes themselves to information
right.
throughout the organization. And they're both very myopic.
What
we're looking at is, even if there's, and I'm for people making decisions, and even when there's a centralized decision-making group, it's how you get there. It's how you communicate, how you collaborate, how you get the information from the organization, how you give it back to the organization.
Let me give you an example. So let's say you're we got a small business out here, Dana, and you got a beta manager. This person is not a young person. He or she is say she's, you know, in mid 50s, let's say, and she's came up in the alpha years. But she wants her team to be more beta, as you describe it, and so she allows the team to be collaborative. She allows the team to contribute to the decisions, et cetera, et cetera. But in that small business, she has to be ultimately responsible for the final decision. one of the things we have to do is make sure that all those collaborators, all those people that have been given this capability by this business owner, have to realize that when it's all said and done, they contribute, but she makes the decision. What do you think?
Absolutely. There still has to be leadership. But we want to have leadership that creates a shared culture, that really looks at roles and responsibilities and can overdefine, that deploys the best people in the organization to solve the problems, not because of any artificial title or any silo, that we eliminate competition between the team and foster collaboration between the team. And you could still be the ultimate decision maker, but have that beta style of leadership. Not only pick away, pick a direction, but to communicate why you made that choice.
And in the beginning, I think what you have to say in the beginning is say, okay, folks, I want your opinion. Your opinions are valuable to me. The way we're going to collaborate on this is important to the product, and I want this, and you're going to enjoy it, I promise you. But at some point in time, you're going to have to let go if I don't go the way you think I should go.
Well, it's sort of like when I first started working, there were things that were suggestion boxes.
Right.
And employees really felt empowered that you could create, the opportunity to make suggestions of how to improve the enterprise. And that made us feel really good. We need to go back to using the collaborative tools, using technology, to open up dialogues, because guess what, Jim? They're having them anyway.
I agree.
And if they don't like it, they're marching out the door.
Dr. Dana R.D., the book is called The Fall of the Alphas. Dana, come back soon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.